Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in the area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in the state of Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. There's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Ronald Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote. Wait until November to vote in general elections?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Clay Jenkins, do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable about him?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Nathan Johnson?
I don't know him.
Okay, what about Ron Kirk?
Oh, I think I like him.
Okay, somewhat favorable or very?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What about Roland Gutierrez?
I've never heard of him.
Okay, what about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
I don't know who she is.
Okay, what about Colin Allred?
I like him very much.
Very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to run along. I'm not interested in your survey, and I've got things to do. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. I'm sorry. I don't remember the last question.
Yeah, Joe Biden, do you feel very favorable, somewhat,
yes.
Somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. What about Victoria Criado?
I don't know that I've ever heard of her.
Okay. What about Jasmine Simon?
I don't know her.
Okay. What about Planned Parenthood?
Oh, very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you have to choose today?
They're both Democrats, I gather?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, I don't know either one of them.
Okay, no problem. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which one is most important to you? Abortion, education, guns, local control, or voting rights?
Absolutely all of them.
But if you had to prioritize one of them, which one that will be?
I don't prioritize them. They're all important.
Okay. If you had to randomly choose one?
I wouldn't.
Okay. Thank you. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign to emphasize Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message?
I don't know anything about any of them.
Okay, thank you. Next, Ray, if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion? Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense, problem-solving approach. Does that make you to definitely vote for her, probably vote, or it doesn't impact your opinion?
Oh, I'd probably vote for her.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their cultural war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen. Definitely vote for, probably vote, or it doesn't impact your opinion.
I don't know enough to have an opinion.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Does that definitely make you want to vote for her? Probably, or it doesn't impact your opinion?
Sir, I don't have as heard of, I don't know any of those things that you just talked about that person.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer.
Now, you've been talking about Jasmine Simon. You've mentioned her several times. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And she's a Democrat. And she's running against another Democrat?
Yes, she's running.
Well,
do you want me to mark?
It sounds as though that by the time the election gets, that I will be for her.
Okay. You'll be for her, okay?
Probably so. I mean, it sounds to me from what you have said, if I followed you correctly, that there's going to be opinions talked about her, and she's going to be identified, and her opponent probably less so, or more, less favorably. So it sounds like she's probably the one I would vote for.
Okay, these are just brief descriptions of who she is, so you have a better idea of who you're voting for. That's the reason why we're going through them. But I'll just go ahead and go to the next question. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. Liz Ginsburg losing records show that she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republicans today. Does that definitely make you want to vote for her, against her, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter?
Oh, I'd probably vote for the Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and in preach for abuse of power, do you definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter to you?
What does her husband have to do? Are we talking about voting for her husband?
No, we're talking about who her husband is and what she, what he's been involved in, and if that affects your opinion.
But she is the one. But she's the one that's a candidate.
Yeah, she's the one that's a candidate. Correct.
Okay, well, I would vote before or against the candidate. Her, what her husband did is not that relative.
Okay, so I understand you will definitely vote against? It doesn't matter.
The division, I mean, what her husband did doesn't have any effect on the decision that I would make about her.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for clarifying that. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. That statement makes you definitely vote against her, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter to you?
Well, it would not make me vote for her.
Okay, thank you. If if Democrats are going to stand up against extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg's losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. That statement makes you definitely want to vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter to you?
Probably against.
Okay.
Definitely
so
against.
Much. Definitely against. Okay. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Does that definitely vote makes you want to vote against? Probably vote against?
Yes.
Or it doesn't matter?
I'd definitely vote against her.
Okay, thank you so much. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for in a Democratic primary if you have to choose today?
It sounds like Jasmine has the lead.
Thank you. Lastly, having heard all of this information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for in a small statement?
I'm not going to choose just one.
Well, if you have a broader opinion, you can say so.
Well, absolutely. You've talked about reproductive rights, education, guns, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I want all of those changed.
Okay.
You didn't mention immigration, I don't think.
Okay. You wanna include that, immigration?
Well, it is something that is being talked about that I have an opinion on.
Okay. Thank you so much. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay, thank you. What was the last grade you completed in school?
I have a BA.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I don't fit into any of those categories the way they're defined now.
Okay, which one? Thank you. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or racial background? Do you identify as African, American, Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Arab, Muslim, White, Caucasian, or other?
I'm White, Caucasian.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. I really appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a good one. Thank you.
Could I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you a Democrat or a Republican?
I will tell you, but unfortunately, because of the policies, I cannot comment because I don't want to influence your opinion or your thoughts.
Oh, you won't.
About who we are.
I'm just interested in the person. And I mean, you're taking a poll. I am too. Are you Democrat?
I understand. The thing of it is I have to keep neutral. Otherwise, I could get fired.
Okay.
So I'm sorry. I cannot answer
can
that.
Can you tell me the entity that is sponsoring this poll?
Oh, of course. We're calling from Opinion Research. That's the name of the entity.
Okay. And
okay.
Are you, is this a Texas poll? I mean, are you a Texas organization or not,
yes,
or something
we,
else?
No, we're running the poll statewide, Texas statewide.
Okay. And hold on just a moment. What did you say was the name of the entity that is sponsoring this poll?
Opinion Research.
Opinion
Research.
Okay. Well, it was a lot more detailed than I'm prepared to answer truthfully answer the questions. But I think that I'm very glad that you conducted this poll. Thank you very much. Take care.
No, thank you. Thank you for your time. You have a good one.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.